coming up on the Kim Gravel Show.
This is a true story, and Amy, I wish she was here to tell it. So when we were broke, this was Thanksgiving.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here. Hey y'all, Kim Gravel here, and this is the Kim Gravel Show. Let me just say, happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kim.
Do you call it Turkey Day?
Turkey Day.
Let me tell you something, y'all. I love me a good turkey. I brine my turkey 48 hours before I put that bird in the oven. Do you know what brining is, Zach?
No, but I'm just going to ask. I have a lot of questions. Are you buying, like, so you're defrosting the turkey, which takes days, right?
Days,
and then you brine the turkey.
Brine.
So you're like 7 days out. You're starting this process.
It's the bird has been loved on for a good 5-6 days.
Gosh.
It is my specialty. So I buy a great brine. I soak it for 48 hours, and then I cook it slow and low. Butter, garlic, herbs. Mm. You know, we're stuffing that bad boy full of onions. I mean. And you can actually, all that's left of the turkey at the end of Thanksgiving is the bone marrow. That's it.
And this.
That's it. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We wanted to come in and just say we love you so much. And we're so grateful for you. You know, being a listener of this podcast, being a friend of this podcast and Zach and I over the years. But Zach, I wanted to have a show talking about a grateful heart, being grateful. I mean, it's the day of Thanksgiving. It's the day to be thankful for all of our many blessings. The actual definition, Zach, of gratitude means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and return kindness. Yeah. I like that. The quality of being thankful. I like that.
It's funny. We talk about gratitude, you know, just, I think, more and more. And I think it's this really powerful thing.
It is.
And that's sort of what we were talking about as we, you know, before the camera was rolling, just like how powerful it can be, which is super cool.
Yeah. And I mean, it's scientific. It's been scientifically proven that when you are grateful, something larger happens within your, not only you, your mental, but your chemical makeup too, you know? And having this grateful heart can change so many things. I want to read this to you. Well, you had something to read first, didn't you?
So we started talking about being grateful and gratitude. And like, you know me, like I went down like this nerd rabbit hole and like ended up at Harvard Medical School.
Of course you did.
Right? So I'm on their website and I'm like looking at all this stuff, right? Professor Zach, you know, make all your jokes that you want. But let me read the way that Harvard Medical School defines gratitude, because they've done a lot of research on this. And I found a bunch of studies that actually, you know, help to prove how powerful gratitude and being grateful can be.
Mm.
But what they say is gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives. And with gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives.
Mm.
So it's not about like how much I have. It's about like what is around me that I'm grateful for. What are the exterior things?
Yeah.
So the result is that being grateful helps you connect to something larger, whether that's like a higher power, like God, nature, other people, your community. So it helps us bind everything. And I think that is so, you know, for lack of a better word, great, right?
Yeah.
And something that, as we're like, I don't know about you, but we always like go around the Thanksgiving table, right? And we say we're grateful for. And like, my kids are always like, oh, I don't know, ice cream. And, you know, that's fine.
Well, that's true.
I always...
don't despise that. That's good. I'm thankful for ice cream too.
But no, wait, but seriously, like, I always have trouble with that. I don't know about you. Like, is it? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what do you say? What will you say? If you're going around the table right now, what are you grateful for,
Kim? Oh, I'm so grateful for so many things. For this podcast, for the precious people who listen to it and support us, my family, sometimes. That's a joke.
My
kids. Most of the time. There's so many things, but I was looking down the rabbit hole of TikTok. Don't judge me. Okay. And I saw this preacher talking about how we are so anxiety ridden. Stay with me. Okay. Because I'm going somewhere with this. He was talking about how we have such anxiety in our lives today, kids, young people, old people, you know, middle-aged, stay-at-home moms, working, you know, CEOs, all of this, like everybody is so hyper anxious these days. And he was preaching and he was teaching to a congregation and he said, it's the antidote to that, the fix to that anxiety is being grateful. And I was like, what? I mean, seriously, like I was like, he was like, the opposite of anxiety is grateful. And you would think the opposite of anxiety would be what?
Oh man, the opposite of anxiety.
Calm, peace.
Yeah, it would be calm, peace. Would be, yeah, or like confidence, right? Something like that we talk about a lot.
So it was like, but he was saying the antidote, is that the right word? The antidote?
Antidote.
The medicine. For anxiety is to be grateful. And I was thinking about that and I was like, I don't know. You know me, I'm always questioning and always going, what does that mean? And so I looked it up, you know, I was just in having my quiet time and I was reading my scripture and I came across the scripture in Philippians. It's Philippians 4:6-7. Listen to this, Zach. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Dang. So let me read again. Do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry about anything. But in every situation, even all your anxious situations, by prayer and petition, meaning you're praying, you're asking, with thanksgiving. So we're not praying and we're not petitioning in complaint or worry or anxiety, we are presenting these prayers, these petitions, these needs, these wants, these desires with a grateful heart, with thanksgiving. That's how we're presenting our requests to God. I was like, the preacher was right. Because honestly, if you're sitting here going, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about this. Oh gosh, what if this happens? What if this? Because all anxiety is just fear wrapped in a, you know, like pig in a blanket wrapped in a good piece of, you know, something soft. That's all anxiety is. But when you are thankful or grateful and you remember the times that God has shown up for you or your problems have worked themselves out or the blessing has come or you got through a hard situation, it's hard to remain in that anxious state. That makes complete sense, right? So I'm sitting here going, and I my kid's driving, Zach, like, you know, Bo's driving. He's never home. I mean, it's like, I mean, he went from like sitting at home in his room to never at home. I mean, he has hit the streets 3 or 4 nights a week. I'm going out with my friends. I'm going to play pickleball. I'm going to eat. I'm like, oh my God, who are you? Now you've become me, an extrovert. And that's all you got for. So like, but I'm always worrying. I'm always anxious. And then I start saying, okay, God, thank you for this. And it just goes away. It does. It just melts away.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
So wait, okay. So I have a question about this, because this is another one of those things that's like really easy to say, but really hard to do.
Of course.
You're bringing your prayers to God and you're doing it with thanksgiving. Like you're saying, like, how
it's weird.
How
right?
do you get in that mindset of thankfulness and of gratitude?
Because Zach, you got to remember when he's shown up for you in the past, when you have all these prayers and petitions and needs. You got to remember, like, Amy wanted, okay, I'm just going to tell you a little story to give me an example.
Bring it.
When we were broke, Amy and I were best friends, and she had just bought her first house, of course, a mile from Travis and I. And she needed a washer and dryer, but she didn't have two nickels to rub together. She spent every penny she had as a single woman on this house. And she was, I just don't know how I'm going to get a washer and dryer. Now, that sounds like first world problems, because you can go down to the laundromat. But there was not a laundromat near us, and she wanted a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I don't have any money. And, you know, I would have given her a washer and dryer. I'd have had no money. So nobody had money to go buy a washer and dryer. She said, well, I could put it on, you know, my credit card. You know, I said, we can do that. And, you know, they were, what, $2,000 for a nice set, what have you.
Yep.
This was Thanksgiving. It was the holidays. This is a true story. And Amy, I wish she was here to tell it. I said, Amy, God's never let you down. I mean, you even bought this house. You got the down payment. I mean, you know, it was a big sacrifice when you buy your first home, especially as being single. We're riding through my neighborhood. True story. I will never forget this as long as I live. And we turn the corner to go down to my cul-de-sac. And sitting on the side of the road in the neighborhood.
No way. Come on.
Shut up.
I knew you were going to say that.
Shut up. How is true story.
Okay. All right.
Shut
okay.
up. I'm telling right. you, there was a white washer and dryer set. With a big sign on it that said, works perfectly, free, take them.
Wow.
I said, pull over! I mean, like, I'm freaking out. She pulls over. I hop out. I sit on them because I'm afraid if anybody drives by. So help me God, Amy has that washer and dryer today.
No way. Come on.
Today. It's beautiful.
That's amazing.
Today. So when Amy and I are getting in these anxiety driven moments with our business or with what have you, oh my God, a shipment from, you know, Colombia is not going to make it or whatever we're trying to, you know, bring in from overseas from, you know, with product or what have you. We always say washer and dryer.
Oh, that's so great.
That's how we are
that's
thankful.
That's such a great
washer
shorthand.
And dryer.
Yeah, I love that. Washer, dryer.
Washer, dryer. So I think that's what it's saying in the scripture, that when you come to him with your prayers and you come to him with your needs, always do it with thanksgiving because he's always provided. Mm. Ooh.
That's really deep, Kim.
And what happens is we forget.
Yeah.
That's what we got to remember.
Can I hit you with one research study that I found?
I'd love to hear it. Does that prove my point? Is it proving my point
totally
here?
Proves your point. But this one is the one, I looked at like four or five different studies. This one is the one that really stuck out to me because it was like really interesting. So this Ivy League researcher at UPenn was testing the impact of all sorts of different positive psychology interventions.
Okay.
Just like basically asking hundreds of students to do different things and then trying to figure out like how it made them feel, right?
Wow.
And it turns out when he had them write and personally deliver a letter of gratitude to someone who had never been properly thanked for his or her kindness, they immediately exhibited a huge increase in their happiness scores, and that impact was greater than any other intervention they did. So just the power of thanking someone properly, like writing it down and thanking them, is one of the most like healthiest, best things you can do for your own happiness, which is amazing.
Isn't that, and it's so simple.
It's so simple. And how many, when was the last time you delivered like a handwritten thank you? Maybe you do. I feel like maybe you're a handwritten thank you note person.
I used to be. I'm not as diligent about it as I used to be. I can work on that.
Yeah. I do a lot of text. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say that's handwritten. That's thumb written.
I do. It's and, you know, I, honest to God, I think I've got arthritis in this finger from holding the phone. I hold it like this. I'm holding this and I'm holding it so tight. I think I've got something wrong with my finger now because of it. I've got, you know how people say tech neck? I got tech finger. But yeah, I text a lot of people. But I will tell you, I agree with that study. And I'm telling you, if you, and not just going, I'm thankful for my family. I'm talking about really think of the moments in your life where someone or God has really shown up for you.
Like relive them. I think the thing that you're probably doing with Amy when you say washer and dryer is you're reliving that moment when you saw that and it felt like or was a miracle for Amy.
It was a miracle. And it was not even a need. It was a want. It was something that was just, it was a little thing. And a lot of times the little things go unthanked. And they're big things, you know, in the changing of the trajectory of our lives. It's sometimes the little things that we've got to stop and say, gosh, I'm so grateful that the gas prices went down.
Yep.
I'm so grateful that I've been able to really get my eating under control and lose the weight that 2 decades I couldn't lose. Oh God, Zach, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times I think we are always saying, what can we do to be better when we just need to be grateful for how far we've come?
Wow. So what should we do this Thanksgiving then, Kim? How can the folks who are going to sit down this evening, if you're listening to this, the day this show comes out on Thanksgiving, what can they do with their families, with their friends, you know, or if you're, you know, alone, which some people are?
I'd say you thank your family, thank your friends, you know, speak into their lives, but take this day, take this Thanksgiving season and get still and get quiet and remember your washer and dryer moment because you've got them. Any needs or wants, prayers or petitions that you have, speak them out with thanksgiving and take those petitions with a grateful heart, you know, and watch your life really level up. Because I know times are tough, and I always say this, life is hard, God is good, and people are crazy. But at the end of the day, it's that grateful heart that gets you to the next level. So really just take some time and remember all the great, generous, beautiful things that have happened in your life and speak them out with a grateful heart and watch your life change. I love you so much. I'm grateful for you for listening. Zach, aren't you? Aren't you grateful for everybody?
I love all of our listeners, all of our viewers, the people that support this show because this has grown for
because
us
of you.
Into such a, just such a blessing. Like really, it's just, every day I take moments where I'm like, wow, I'm honestly living the dream. Like I never thought that I would basically be, you know, on this successful show with you, Kim. And it's one of the coolest, like most amazing things that in my life. So that's really what I'm grateful for.
Same. And I'm grateful for you, Zach. And I'm grateful for everybody listening. And we love you so much. Have a beautiful, blessed Thanksgiving. And always remember the things that you are grateful for and be thankful that we're all on this journey in life together. I love you so much. Mwah! Happy Thanksgiving.
Love y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, y'all. Kim Gravel here. This is the Kim Gravel Show. Let me just start by saying happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. It is...
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Let me start over because I had a little crick in my throat.
Okay. Also, wait.
All right. Well, that's talking some turkey.
That's talking turkey. You had to get that in there. I love that.
I love it.
That was great.
We did it.
That was great.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.